Greetings in Jesus' precious name. Welcome to this amazing new morning that we have received from the Lord. Can we begin this day with a new understanding of what the Lord is doing in our lives? Can we begin this day with a fresh hunger to see the Lord manifest Himself afresh? This morning, I want to begin by reminding you that you are a leader, that irrespective of where you are placed, irrespective of your qualifications, your abilities, or your inabilities, you are still a leader. You are called by the Lord, you are ordained by the Lord, and you have a holy occupation. And your occupation involves serving people, your occupation involves ministering to people, your occupation involves teaching them and leading them in the ways of the Lord. My prayer and my hope is that you will not take your calling lightly. Some of us may just be a homemaker at home, and you may be expected to lead two toddlers at this season. Some of you may be in the corporates. Some of you may be just students, and you have a group of friends that you hang out with. Different spheres of society where the Lord has placed us. Can we be influencers wherever the Lord has placed us? If you read the story of Levi or Matthew in the New Testament, you would see how this guy followed Jesus. As he began to follow the Lord, the Bible talks about how in the initial days itself, as soon as he began following Jesus, he invited his entire gang of tax collectors and those friends of the tax collectors. Tax collectors were their prostitutes, were their drunkards, were their people that were having extremely disreputable jobs and occupations were among his friend list. And the Bible says he invited all of them for a meal with Jesus. He did not call for a miracle service. He did not call for a conference or a special evangelistic meeting, a healing service. No, he just called them for a dinner with Jesus. And technically what Matthew did or what Levi did is that he just positioned himself and he began to see himself as the leader, as the influencer, as somebody who is going to bring about a change in the lives of his friends, in the lives of his family members, in the lives of all these people that he had a relationship with. And as soon as he saw himself like that, he immediately began to function as an influencer. He immediately organized a party. He immediately brought somebody into the party who could have a better, bigger influence on them than himself, and that is Jesus. And that is the job description for each and every child of God. We are not supposed to be leaders or influencers in our own merit. If we have to calculate everything that we have done and we are capable of doing, man, I'm telling you, we are going to be utter failures. We are going to be really big losers. But if we will go to the Lord and we will let His grace manifest through us, His strength, His purity, His love, His holiness, His righteousness manifest through us, then the entire story changes. The narrative is no longer about Matthew. You know, if you read about that entire incident in the Bible, in the New Testament, you would find that it was never about Matthew. Nothing was spoken about Levi in that place. It was all about what Jesus was doing with the Pharisees and the Sadducees by causing them to be envious of his relationship with the tax collectors and the prostitutes, and how he showed his love, his grace, his mercy towards these rejected group of people. It was all about that. It was not about Matthew. It was not about Levi. I pray that we will reach a place in our life, in our ministries, our careers, our businesses, our relationships, that we remember that this story is not about me. My narrative is not about my ministry. My narrative is not about how much successful I could become and I can become. My narrative is all about Jesus encountering his people. When that becomes the goal of our leadership, I'm telling you that we will be able to go to heights that we've never dreamt about. We will be able to go to lengths that we have never thought will ever be possible in our own human strength. And my prayer in this season is that there will be a spiritual courage that will take over your life. A spiritual courage. You know, so often, one thing that stops us from being the influencer that the Lord wants us to be is fear. When we see people, when we see their qualifications or their occupations or how much they earn and what all they do and what all they're capable of doing, we get intimidated. But in this season, my prayer is that you will experience a divine encounter with God. You would see this with several men and women of God in the Bible who were afraid. Gideon, for example, he was afraid. He was so scared that he was harvesting his crops in hiding. You'd see Moses. He had run away from Egypt, away from the people group that he was so proud about in his growing days. And now he's living all by himself away in the desert where nobody knows him, nobody cares for him, and he is tending flock. And you would find so many people in the Bible who were afraid and scared. But the one thing that turned them around was that encounter with God. Gideon had to be told, "You are a man of mighty valor." Moses had to be told, "Don't worry about your stuttering issue. I will go with you. You will be the God to Pharaoh, and Aaron, your brother, will be your prophet unto Pharaoh." Man, the way that the Lord encountered each and every one of them, it just brought supernatural courage. It just brought so much clarity, and it just relieved them of the fear that they were stuck up in all these different areas of their life. My prayer today is that you will encounter God in the same way. If you come to the New Testament, after the death, burial, and the resurrection of Jesus, all the 12 disciples, they were hidden and they shut themselves up in the upper room of Mark. And the Bible talks about how they did not want anybody to find them. And they just sought the Lord and spent time praying. And they were not willing to go out there and do anything. And that is when the Holy Spirit fell upon them. And the Holy Spirit filled them with boldness, with power, with strength. And you know, the next day, or the very same day, the Bible talks about how Peter and the 11 stood up and they began to testify about Jesus. Now, they did it knowing fully well that the person that they were talking about just got crucified about 50 days back. And doing the same thing and talking about the same principles or exalting the same guy and telling others that I belong to the same group is going to get them also crucified, is going to get them also persecuted. And still the disciples, they took the risk of going out there and making themselves known and talking about this Jesus because they had had their encounter with God. Let me tell you this, as a leader, if you want to make a lasting impact, if you want to wake up out of your fear and walk out of your struggles, the way that you look down on yourself and the way that you are afraid of yourself, if you have to come out of that place, then you need an encounter with God. We cannot function to the fullest potential to which God has called us unless we have had an encounter with God. It doesn't matter if you're called to lead in a church or if you're called to lead in a business or if you're called to lead in the military or in the school sector or hospitality sector or medical sector. Wherever the Lord has placed you, it is necessary that you still have an encounter with God about the place where the Lord wants you to minister. If you don't have that encounter, then you will continue to do things in your ability. You will do things based on your information that has been fed to you in med school. Whatever information you learned in the school of law, whatever information you studied and you read up in Bible college, that will be the basis of your ministry and your leadership. But if you have an encounter with God, that encounter with God will lay the foundation for your future. It will lay the tracks to your destiny. And it is necessary that you and I, we crave for that encounter. We ask for that encounter. And that we do not take one step without that encounter. We do not go further. We do not do anything if we do not have that encounter that we need from the Lord. The Bible talks about Daniel. This is the book of Daniel, chapter 10 and verse 18 and 19. The Bible says, "Then this human-like figure touched me again and gave me strength. He said, 'Don't be afraid, friend. Peace. Everything is going to be all right. Take courage. Be strong.' And even as he spoke, courage surged up within me. I said, 'Go ahead, let my master speak. You've given me courage.'" If you read the context of this, this is in a season when Daniel is fasting and praying and mourning and weeping before the Lord because of all the punishment and judgment that the Lord allowed and poured out upon the nation of Israel and Judah. And Daniel is right now in captivity as a result of the disobedience of this nation. And the Bible says that Daniel was so overcome with sadness and sorrow at this particular point that he was fasting and praying for days, for 3 weeks at this particular point. And that is when one day he saw a vision of Jesus. There are several different interpretations of this. There are some people that believe this is Gabriel. But my understanding of at least this person that we see in Daniel chapter 10 is that this looks to me like Jesus. This person feels like Jesus. He talks like Jesus. And the Bible says that when Daniel had an encounter with this person, he felt like he has lost his strength, especially because of the things that was revealed to Daniel. When Daniel saw a glimpse of the future, when Daniel saw where the nations of the earth was headed to, what will happen on earth, he lost all courage. Now, you know, if you look at the newspapers and we see where the nations are headed to, and we see the results and the stories and the things that media people are talking about all the time, the pandemic, the economic crisis, the fall of morality, the kind of stuff that is being appreciated and celebrated. Once upon a time, in the world around us, homosexuality was a criminal offense. And now we have reached a place where homosexuality has been decriminalized and even celebrated, tolerated, talked about openly, and everybody is okay with that. Now, today, pedophilia is a criminal offense, but gradually we see so many places where criminal offenses have been watered down, and they're saying that this is no longer a crime. If this happens, then it's okay. And all types of pedophilia is not necessarily criminalized now. Now, can you imagine the world which we are living in? It is going in a completely wrong direction. And as leaders, as influencers, as people that are appointed by the Lord, filled by the Holy Spirit, who have an understanding of the things of God, who have an understanding of where we have to go to, when we see at these circumstances, when we look at all the things that is happening around us, when we listen to everything that news anchors bring to us about, all the stories that news anchors bring to us, I'm telling you, it is very natural for us to be discouraged. It is very natural for us to want to give into fear. It is very natural for us to go to a place of saying everything is pointless, everything is useless, we are not going anywhere, there is no change even after my prayer, there is no change even after my encounters, there is no change even after my worship, my revelations, my teaching, ministry, all of this is going absolutely nowhere. It's very natural for us to think like that or even hope that nothing is going to change. And that is exactly where Daniel was. Daniel saw the end of the world. Daniel saw what was going to happen in the days to come. And immediately he just lost all strength. And furthermore, he had just had an encounter with this amazing God-like human being. You know, if you read that context, there are several translations that would call him a son of man. Some of the translations that will call him the human-like figure, the person that appeared like a human being. And that is why I personally believe that this is Jesus that Daniel is speaking about. And the Bible says in this verse that this person came to Daniel and started encouraging him. And he told him, you should not be afraid. You need to be strong. And the first time, the Bible says he got up and sat, but he was still shivering. He still had fear. Then this voice came afresh a second time. It says, then this human-like figure touched me and gave me strength. Then he said, don't be afraid, friend. Peace. Everything is going to be all right. Take courage and be strong. And even as he spoke, courage surged up within me, and I said, go ahead, let my master speak, because you've given me courage. Now I pray that this scripture will become real and personal and something that you are going to receive from the Lord as a promise and as an inheritance in this season. That as you listen to this podcast this morning, there will be the supernatural courage that will sweep in on you and help you to overcome your circumstances, will help you to look at your circumstances from a completely different perspective. Now, you come to a place where you are no longer afraid of where you are and what you are doing and how much of a struggle you have, and all of those things will be way past, way behind you, and now you will be stabilized and you will be on point and focused in where the Lord is taking you. Let me take you through this particular text. It says that he touched me again, which means that this person had already touched Daniel once, and the previous time Daniel was not even able to get up. He was strengthless. There was no physical strength. So the first time that Daniel got touched, he received physical strength from this person. Now, and Daniel sat up and, he stood up all right. But the second time this touch came, the Bible says, not only did he receive the strength in his body, but now he gave him strength, and this strength had to do with his mind. It had to do with his soul realm. We should understand that we have different parts to our personality. We have a body, we have a soul, and we have a spirit. Everything that God wants to do, or God has already done, or that we have already received from the Lord, has been in our spirit realm. It's not necessarily always in our body and our soul. We are saved in our spirit. We have been sanctified in our spirit. All the anointing and the gifts of the Holy Spirit is in our spirit. The voice of God is released in our spirit. The words that we receive when we read the word of God and during the time of prayer, it is all happening in our spirit. Now, it is necessary to have the same encounters in our body and our soul. See, if you are satisfied with the spiritual encounters that you've received, I'm telling you that you may not necessarily be able to function to your fullest potential. Here was a Daniel who was a man of God, who's had encounters in his spirit, who has had encounters in his walk with God, and yet he was weak right now. He couldn't sit up straight. He couldn't be productive. He couldn't be fruitful. And it required a second touch from God. Now, this time, not just his body, but even his soul gets touched. His mind gets touched. Now his thoughts get touched. His fears get quenched in, and there is divine courage that is released. Now, you may not believe me when I say this. You may think that courage or strength or emotional capacity is something that you would have to just receive or develop on your own. Now, yes, there is a lot of work that you have to do to be strong and courageous. But at the same time, I completely believe that we can receive courage as an impartation from the Holy Spirit. That's what happened to Moses. Moses was now going to face Pharaoh, who is not just the guy that he grew up with. He's also the guy that was threatened by Moses' success. He was the guy that was waiting to kill Moses because of what Moses did to the Egyptian. He was the guy who had enslaved 100,000 Israelites. In fact, 2 million Israelites left from Egypt at the end of that entire period of slavery. And the Bible talks about this Pharaoh was the man that Moses faced. That's definitely not an easy task. And Moses could not have done that in his strength. Moses had to receive this courage impartation from the Lord. When he met with the Lord on that mountain where he had an experience with the burning bush and he heard from the Lord and the Lord sent him out, that word, that declaration, that commissioning is what strengthened Moses. We would see this further for Gideon. It was the same. It was not natural for Gideon to have the kind of courage and the kind of audacity to do the things that he did. It required an encounter with God. It required that push from God where God pushed him out of his comfort zone and God brought him to a place where he had to manifest everything that God has planned for the nation. The same thing we see in the book of Acts, where the Lord filled the 12 with the Holy Spirit and then he pushed them out of their comfort zone and he allowed them to go from Jerusalem to Judea, Samaria and to the ends of the earth, all because of that impartation of courage. And that is the impartation that Daniel received. Now, if you want to be an influencer in your generation, you are going to need a lot of courage. It is very easy for us to say that, wait, I don't need courage, or I don't need the kind of strength, or I don't need the kind of wisdom that everybody else is talking about. I'm telling you, that if you want to make an eternal impact, then you need what Daniel had. You need the kind of courage that Daniel received from the Lord. Because the days that we are in, that these days are days that are filled with evil. That's what the Bible calls them in Ephesians chapter 5. You are going to be surrounded with all kinds of negativity. You're going to be surrounded with all kinds of bad news. You're going to be surrounded with all kinds of people hurting you, betraying you, pulling you down, tearing you up, hurting you all the more. If you do not have Jesus, I'm telling you that we are good for nothing. We will not really make it to the other end. We desperately, desperately need this encounter with God's courage. The Bible says, then this human-like figure touched me again and gave me strength. Then he said, don't be afraid. Can I speak this into your spirit this morning? Don't be afraid. What are you afraid of? Are you afraid that you will run out of resources? Are you afraid that you will run out of sermons to preach? Are you afraid that you will run out of the people that are supporting you? Are you afraid that you're going to be out in the middle of nowhere, lost in chaos, and you're going to not really accomplish anything significant with your life? Whatever your fear might be, God is not saying, don't worry, I'm going to take care of everything. God is just giving you a commandment. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Don't let this fear have the upper hand in your life. First, the Lord gives you an impartation of courage. And then the Lord says, don't be afraid. It's not the other way. We think that probably after I give up my fears, then the Lord will fill me with courage. No. If the Lord is telling you, don't be afraid, it is because He has already filled you with His Holy Spirit. And He has already filled you with that impartation of courage. And then He says, guess what? There is peace that is being released upon your life this morning. Peace. Don't be afraid, friend. Peace. Let there be peace in your heart. Let the peace of Christ guard your heart and your mind. When you minister, when you lead, when you facilitate, may it be from a place of strength. May it be from a place of security. May it be from a place of rest. It goes on to say in the next line, it says, everything is going to be all right. Take courage and be strong. Even as He spoke, the Bible says, courage surged up within me. It says, while He was still speaking these things, everything is going to be all right. Take courage and be strong. While He was saying this, there was divine courage that began to surge up inside of Daniel. And then he sat up and he said, yes, go ahead. Let my master speak. You've given me courage. I pray that this will be a response this morning, that some of you who is at the verge of making some difficult choices, difficult decisions, difficult challenges that you have to overcome, that you will sit up and say, wait a minute, I'm not going to give in to my fear anymore, because the Lord has given me an impartation of courage. The Lord has already filled me with a strength in my soul, in my mind, in my emotion. The Lord has already given me a second touch in my body and in my soul. And now I have this courage that is surging up within me as His voice comes to me day after day, week after week. Now I'm going to be strong. I am going to be courageous. I am going to believe that everything is going to be all right. And I am going to trust and lean on the peace and the strength that He gives me. And I'm going to allow Him to speak further, take me deeper, take me higher into the things that I have not seen or experienced till now. Leaders, I'm talking to leaders this morning. Are you filled with courage? This morning, as I was preparing to share, I just felt that there is going to be an impartation of courage. The same impartation of courage that was upon Daniel, that Daniel received from God. I believe that you are receiving that same impartation into your spirit this morning. I believe that you're receiving that same grace upon your own life, that you are going to enjoy divine abilities and strength to do what you've never dreamt of doing. Thank you for tuning in this morning. If you've been strengthened, if you've been enabled, if you've been edified, do let us know. I am sure that the Lord was doing something special for you, because I could feel the power, the strength, the courage of the Lord being released as I was speaking in this place. So whatever the Lord did for you, do write to us and let us know so that we can give thanks to the Lord along with you. Thank you for tuning in once again. We will catch up again in about 3 weeks.